Before I start the shiur, I wanted to mention that I wasn't able to invite all of the mishtatzvim and all of my shiurim to come to the chasanet, but whoever would like to come to the chuppah and participate in the simcha is certainly welcome to come. Chasan is going to be next Monday night. The kabbalah program begins at 6:30, Marina Del Rey in the Bronx. Okay? Last week we were learning the Gemara on Tes Amud Beis going over to Yud Amud Aleph. The Gemara discusses Kiddushi Bir. Mishnah says there are three forms of Kiddushin, either Kesef or Shtar or Bir. So the Gemara had a bit of a discussion of the Kiddushi Bir. So on Yud Amud Aleph, the Gemara has a suffix about 10 lines in from the top. Iboy Elohu, the Amoraim had a Shaila. Exactly what point of the Bir is Koina? Should I say Chilas Bir is Koina? Or should I say Soif Bir is Koina? What's the difference? My Nafkamina, Stama Hakira, that doesn't have an Nafkamina Ladina, it is Donish Ver. In the days of Gemara, today people play Hakira that have no Nafkamina. In the days of Gemara, whenever they have a Sophic, Gemara said, My Nafkamina. Hakira without an Nafkamina is Kiguk Balina Shamba. So it's not. The Gemara says, Nafkamina, what's the difference? And the Gemara says, two Nafkaminas. What if the Chasim does the Tchilas Bir? He didn't get to do it Mar Bir yet. And Pashta Yoda, the Kibbul of Kiddushin Meyachet. If I say that the Tchilas Bir is kind of, so she's already an Esh Yisish. So if someone else is Mekadosha before the Mar Bir, she's already an Esh Yisish. And Kiddushin tells an Esh Yisish. But if he says that the Chasim is not kind of until the Mar Bir, so she's still a Tnuya up until the Mar Bir. So it's still Kiddushin Tosma. That's the first Nafkamina. Inami, what is another Nafkamina? What's the din of a Kangol? Once been the Kaddish and Isha. So Kangol, we know, is, has to marry who Isha Bitsulah Yikah. He's not only forbidden to marry a Grusha, a Kanghezi is not allowed to marry a Grusha, he's not even allowed to marry an Almana, that's an Isalav. If Kangol marries an Almana, he gets Malkis. But if the Kangol marries a woman who's a Ba'ula, she's just not a psula, she's a bula. There's no isalah, but there's an isereset. Because the who isha be psula, yika has married after psula. So what's the deal if you can go to Latin and the Kaddish and isha be kiddushi be, if you hold that tchilas be as kaina, so it's kaina her before she becomes a bula. The tchilas be, she's not yet a bula. But if you hold that gmar be as kaina, and tchilas be is not kaina, so by the time the kangaroo is going to be kaina, she's already a bula. So he'll be oivan isereset. That's the second afkamin. Halacha lemaisa, that's not afkamin you can strike out. Because we pass in halacha that it's awesome because Rabbana to be mikadosh b'biyah. It's forbidden to be mikadosh b'biyah. But the first afkamin is still in place. Even though the Rabbana they said, you're not allowed to be mikadosh b'biyah. But they never said that the kiddush b'biyah is not kainah. Rashi quotes such a pshat. Rashi in the beginning of Ksubis, in the beginning of Gittin, in the Gittin Perek HaShaleah. Rashi quotes a pshat that he rejects. That Kiddush, the Gemara has in different cases, in different situations, the Gemara says, Akkidin Abam le Kiddush Minim. So the Gemara says, how does that work? So the Gemara says, if it's Kiddush Kesef, we understand how it works, Akkidin Abam le Kiddush Minim, because Hefke doesn't have to. That's how Rashi faces one. But if it's Kiddush Biyah, so what are you going to say? So the Gemara says, Akkidin Abam le Kiddush Minim. What does that mean? So Rashi quotes one pshat that the Chachamim prohibited Kiddush Biyah. He said, Rav Mangid, Rav used to give Marcus Margus a Mangid the Kaddish B'Biyah. That's good more later, on Daffy Beis and Beis. So Rashi quotes one sheet that he used to give Marcus Margus, and they declared that every case of Kiddush B'Biyah is in Kiddush Tovsa. So Rashi says that it's true. Rashi said that that's not what it says in the Gemara. Rav gave Marcus Margus one of the Kaddish B'Biyah. Never said that the Kiddush is not Tovsa. The Gemara says, Akkidin Abani Kiddush B'Biyah even applied to Kiddush B'Biyah in rare instances. If a man sends a get by the shliach and is mevat the shliach shloi b'fonov, in rare cases you have that the chachamim were mafkir the mafkir the kiddushin, not only if it was kiddushin kes, the kiddushin star, even if it was kiddushin dir. But the Gemara never says that they were mafkir every single case of kiddushin dir. The Rashi says that shita is wrong. There is no such thing. So the first nafkimina is still a nafkimina lalach. What if a man is mekadosh b'biyah of his man is there? He tells him the kiddushin dir ata, it's an isur. You're not allowed to do it. You get Marcus Magus if someone does it, but the Kiddushin will be Taifas. So what's the deal? If the man says, Haret Mekudesh is when he does Kiddushin Bia, and she's Pashto the Yad, and the Kiddushin Kiddushin Meyachir, she backs out from the Kiddushin, in between the Tchil, she or he, they back out from the Kiddushin, in between the Tchilos Bia and the Gmar Bia. If he said the Tchilos Bia is kind of, so she's ready in Eshish, Either she can back out or he can back out. If they want to back out, they need to get. But if he said you don't need the Gemarbius Kaina, so she's still a Penuyo until you do the Gemarbius. So the first Nafkamina is still Megel Olam. Second Nafkamina is Bismana Zeret Osastan. You can't discuss what's the din is it. Can you not allow to be Mekadosh Bebiya? No one is allowed to be Mekadosh Bebiya Allah Alamais. And the Yagra, if the Kengon is Mekadosh Bebiya, she will be Mekadosh. She will be Mekadosh anyway. Kedusha Natoksim, the Kengon is Mekadosh Bebiya, the Kedusha Natoksim, Holiday is Mekadosh. So this is the Gemara Shaila. What's the Allah? Would you say Chilas Biyakoina? Or Sov Biyakoina? No. Without looking in the Gemara's answer, what should the answer be? So we should know the answer, Taisa says. We should know the answer. We already know Kavana Chacham, Kavana Nevani, Kavana Skan. We already know other Gemara, so we should know the answer should be found in the Gemara Nivam. The Gemara Nivam is, in Perek HaBoy Yavim, they say that if a Yavam, a man is married and he dies leaving no children, no descendants, no grandchildren, so the din is his wife has to have Yibum Machalim. So when the wife has Yibum, so the Mishnah says, HaBoy Yavim, when the surviving brother of the Ach who died, when the surviving brother does the Yibum, so whether he does the Yibum Achilas Biyah or Agmar Biyah, whether he does the Mezid, the Shoigit, the Ernest, they held a gun and they threatened to kill him unless he does the Yibum. He didn't realize that this was the Yibum. It doesn't matter, the Shoigit, the Mezid, it doesn't matter, the Allah, as long as he did a Maisa Biyah, knowing that he was doing a Maisa Biyah with a human being, if he thought it was a Behemoth, it doesn't count, the Gemara says. But if he knew that it was a woman, he doesn't have to know who it is. So the halacha says that the yibum is kind of without any das, and even tchilas biyah is kind of. And the Gemara there in Perek HaBoy Vinta learns it out from Sukkim, that it says by Isha Nido, as Mekoira He'ero. What does it mean Mekoira He'ero? Ha'ara, the word ha'ara in Chumash, or in halacha, in the Gemara, ha'ara means tchilas biyah. And from that pasuk we amarbe not only by nido as mukara hero that is an isakores, we learn to call out tarakula that by boala chayso that you get malchus and by boala shesish that you get nisa and boalimo you get nisa and let's say a woman is nivula by a goy, so she's never allowed to marry a kohen. Woman is nivula by a mamzer, she's not permitted to marry a kohen. Nivula l'pasla psola. So it doesn't only apply if there was a Gemar Biyah, even Chilas Biyah. The halacha is, in Kol HaTarakula, Ha'ara means Chilas Biyah. The halacha is, in Kol HaTarakula, that Chilas Biyah is Kigmar Biyah. Ha'ara is really Kigmar Biyah L'Chol HaTarakula. That's the halacha. Ha'ara is Kigmar Biyah L'Chol HaTarakula. Just the machlokes, sounds like a machlokes, Rashi and Tosis, and Sanhedrin, that has to do with this Gemara that we ran over quickly last week. We didn't really spend time on it. What's the halacha of Oinus and Mefatah? The Torah says that if someone is ma'anis and mafata naira bisula, only a naira bisula, a bull or not. If he's ma'anis and mafata naira bisula, so there's a knas out there that he has to pay chamishim kesef. So what if he was ma'anis and mafata and he only got to make a tchilas biyah? He only did a ha'ara. He never did a gemar biyah. So Rashi writes in Sanhedrin that there's no chiyuv ma'anis and mafata by ha'ara. Because if in the Gemara there in Sanhedrin is mashma that the chiyuv to pay the chamishim kesef, is because he was meished at the Sulim. And if he wasn't meished at the Sulim, then there's no chiyuv. And Taisa Tanya is against Rashi, that's Mufurish against Agamar. Agamar has a befarish discussion. The 10 people, the Goal Ha'isha, and she's still a Sulim. So Agamar has a whole discussion, do all the 10 people have to pay only some Mefata money, or only the first one? Because Al Tidin, the woman was a Be'ula, but physiologically, biologically, she's not. She's still a Sulim. She still has a psulim. So you see Mufurish in the Gemara. The Gemara says that the first one for sure has to pay the Einis and Mefata money. Even though he never accomplished any Hasharas psulim. Well, let's say he did a Biyah Shaloi Kedarka. Biyah Shaloi Kedarka, of course, there's no Hasharas psulim. It's not even in the right Mokum. It's in Gansan in the wrong Mokum. And nonetheless, the Gemara says the Tereshat is a Chiyah. So Taisi Kainas against Rashi that what he said is when Nitan Lahayona. You cannot say that there's an exception to the rule. That with respect to Einis and Mefata, the only time you have to pay the Chamish Mekesef, the Knas of Einis and Mefata, Chamish Mekesef is if the Goyal did Hasharas Psulim. Tesis says against the Brisa, it's against the Hodumah. So the Gemara Yibama says in effect that in Kol HaTarakula you have this rule, when you get to Malkus, when you get to Bisa, when you get to Kores, when you get to the Din, when you get to the Din of Nivul on the Apostle of Sala, when you get to the Din that Yikoina Yibama, Bibiyah, Chidos Bias Kaina. The Gemara says, Benegir to Kiddushin also. The Gemara Yibama says, spells it out. A to Z, everything. And Taisa says, Benegir to Einis and Mefata, Kol HaTarakula. And Benegir to And then again to Kiddush, and Imar said the Ferish and Yivam is the same thing. That we learn out from the Pesukim is Makara Ha'era, even though it's only written by Nida, I think. So the Gemara learns out Yafus is that it applies to every single case of Bia. That Bia and Karat Arkula is enough with the Tchilas Bia. So the Maskana and argument, the Gemara has a Shaila in our Sugi, whether Tchilas Bia Kainas or Bia Kainas, Maskana should have been, they should have said, like over there, you have a series of Pesukim that indicate that in Karat Arkula, Tchilas Bia Kainas. Lo and behold, you come to the Maskana, the Gemara says, my, what's the din? And the Gemara comes to the Maskana Fakir. Omar Ameima, Mishmei de Rove, Ameima says the name of Rove, only Gmar Biyah is Kaina. Chol Aboy, all right, all Gmar Biyah, that the Tchilas Biyah is not Kaina, only the Gmar Biyah is Kaina. So it says this right away, yes. How can it be? It says, quotes, the Goinim is the Kasha, the Goinim, the Rishonim. Only early Rishonim is the Kasha. How can it be? In fact, it says, Tema. And the second place is on the Yom, Adiba, Maskal, Chol Aboy. Tema, for it says, the Gemara in Yivomis, learns that from the series of psukim that this din is mekayre ha'era, that ha'era is din of kigmar bia, is a universal din in kolot ha'rukul, every single case. V'chad eladim, v'chad ekrisis, v'chad emisis bezin, every single case they say ha'era. How can you say by kiddushin is not? And the Gemara there said the fish, kiddushin is also ha'era is kind. How can the Gemara here say fakir from over there? That's Tarsus Kash. So Tarsus has four terutzim on the Kash. First the terutzim are more or less easy. First the terutzim are pretty simple. They say like this, but there's a variation between the first two. The first two terutzim say like this. The Gemara in Yevamos is telling us what the halacha is in abstract. Theoretically speaking, the din should be that hara is tchilas bia is kigmar bia in kol hatar kula. So it's good for kiddushin also to be koine nish. Our Gemara is saying a psychological umdin. The Gemara says kol aboyel amar amim and mishmei derav kol aboyel. That's all Gmar Bia. The Gemara didn't say what the halacha is. You see, from the mashmorot of our Gemara, you can read it between the lines. If not for the psychological umdine, that he probably doesn't have a mind to be kind of the kiddushin to the Gmar Bia, that our Gemara also is mashma, but it would have been a good kiddushin taken from the Yad, but the Tzilas Bia. We're just saying, the psychological umdine, we can shtalavek an umdine, that he probably doesn't intend to be kind of until the Gmar Bia. That's what the Gemara says. So Tosfos says, the Gemara in Yevamos that says that Tchilas Bia is kinda that Haro is Kigmar Bia and Kolot Harkula, even that again to Kedushin is talking in such a Hatimse, well, we know that he does want to be kinda the Tchilas Bia. The only thing is that Tosfos has two variations. They have a slight variation, the first answer and the second answer. They quote the Yomer Rashba, and then they quote the Harivam Tiret. It's Kimat the same thing, but a slight difference. They give two Hatimses where I know the Feirish that he did have a mind to be kind of a tchilas bia, so this umdine, the psychological umdine, the Gemara doesn't apply. What are the two answers? So the second answer of the Tosfos is go simple. Harivam tirates, it's about the fourth line in the Tosfos. Or the nikmas b'hara, the Gemara in Yivam is that tells me that the ikar adin is that hara is kigmar bia, whenever there's no psychological umdine that he didn't want to be kind until gmar bia. When is that? I don't be mefarish. He says mefarish before. He says Arei Mekudesh is going to be mekadesh b'diyah. And he says, and I don't want to wait till Gmar Biyah. I want to be kind of mechilas the essence of mefarish in advance. The mefarish Aret Arayis everything mefarish. Sherot Elik is Baharah. Abu Bistam. But if he just says Arei Mekudesh is b'diyah, doesn't say what stage of b'diyah. Then we assume like the Umdin and Agama. Abu Bistam died of Gmar Biyah. Nice simple answer. The first Balatais is the Rashba, the Rash Mishans, the same basically, the same as the Rivam, but he says it slightly differently. And there's a slight variation. If the Omer Rashba, just two lines before, the Rashba says the same. Ki Amin and Haro Kaina, when is the Gemara saying Yivamis? The Tchilas Bia is Kaina, Hainu, that if all the Chasim does is he does Tchilas Bia, he does Haro, and then his Mapsik in the middle, he never gets to do the Gemara Bia. He stops in the middle and he walks away. So since all he is Harem Kodeshishli Bibiyazu, and all he does is a Tchilas Bia and he stops. So then, obviously, the Muchach Shalohai Vedai Kalitnus Bigmar Bia. He demonstrates he never had a mind to do a Gmar Bia. So he can't say he didn't have a mind to be cut until the end. He demonstrates all he had a mind to do was a Tchilas Bia. Avol, Argimari says that he had assumed in it that he probably had a mind to be cut at the end. Aval Hacha, and Agamar Amari, she go Ma Bia, so he did finish off the Gmar Bia. So, in that case, Lekani Baharo, Kimi Shedai Kog Ma Bia, he intended to do a Gmar Bia, so he intended to be Kogna Bia. It's kimat, the exact same thing as the Rizon, but the Svarim point out, the Mechabrim point out, that there's a big difference. See, there's a sefer by one of the Rabbanim from Europe, who was a Rosh Hashiva in Slobodkin, called the Divrei Yechezkel. The Yeshivas, they use a lot. So he has a very good essay. He has two essays, two simonim on this thesis that are both very important. So he points out, but in the Yeshivas, everybody points out. He was one who printed it. Everybody else says the same thing without printing it. So Divrei Yechezkel points out that there's a difference between the Umdina of the Rashbo, the Rash Nishan, the Bala thesis, and the Rivon. The Rivon is talking about a case where he made a declaration in advance. He says, Meforish. He says, I'm going to do Tchilas Bia, and I want to be Kohen Kedushin Tchilas Bia. But if he only does a Harah, he only does a Tchilas Bia, then he's Mavsik in the middle. So at the time that he was doing the Tchilas Bia, it wasn't yet known. It's a strange case. You have to have Edus Lekiyum Adova. You have to have Edus Lekiyum Adova. So what do you mean Edus Lekiyum Adova? Stama question. How do you have Edus Lekiyum Adova when you do the Kiddush Bia? You have people in the bedroom. By Kesef, if you have Edus. By Shtar you have Edus. What do you have by Kiddush Bia? What's the case? So the Gemara says that Hein Hein Edi Yichud, Hein Hein Edi Bia, that you don't have to have Edim in the bedroom mamish. The Gemara says the case is the Chosim tells the Edim, I'm going to go now into this room with the Kala, and he plans to be Mekadosh Bia, and he closes the door, he locks the door, and the Edim don't come in, they don't know what's happening. And we say that that's sufficient. It's not a question. How is that good if you have to have Edus Lekiyum Adova? And in the Shulchan Aruch it says that the Edim have to watch mamash the Mesiras HaTabas, that if the Chosin shows the ring to the Edim, usually under the Chuppah, in the Sadeh Kedushin he asks the Edim, he says out loud, is the ring Shavah Pruto? So that the Kala should hear that she's being miskadeshes, the Ramah says that. The Kala should hear that the resting is a Shavah Pruto, so in case she thought me a day it's worth so much money, she thought it's worth $1,000 and it's come out that it's only worth $50, so it's going to be a shayla to Kiddush and a challah now because it's a lack of smichas das. She thought she's being skadesh, it's $1,000 worth of a meal. And it turns out it's only $50, it's going to be a shayla. So that's why the Ramah has the meaning. The Masada Kiddush asks out loud enough that the Kala should understand, is it Shavah Pruta? And the Yodim say yes, so she understands that she's being masking to the Kiddush, even if it turns out that it's not even worth $50. Even if it only turns out to be worth a Shavah Pruta, 2 pennies, it's also going to be Mekadesh. That's the meaning. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes a tshuva from one of the Rishayim, that if the Chosin holds up the ring and the Edim see it, and then the Edim don't see, the Edim hear the words of Haram Kodeshishri, and then they notice that then a second later, when it's a little clear, so the Edim can see that the ring is now on the finger of the Kala, but they didn't actually see the Mesiras HaTabas. So the Ramah quotes a tshuva in the Maram Rukhmer that that's no good. You have to have davke Edei Riyah Mamish. If you just have Edei Riyah below Edei Riyah, they said before the way the Chosin is holding onto the ring. And then a moment later they see this same ring seems to them. Maybe it's not the same ring, maybe it's a different, but it looks like this. There was only one ring. They didn't see anybody else with any other ring. They didn't see the Kala put a ring on her own finger. Maybe the ring was there all along. So that's the shame. The Edim didn't see everything 100%. They saw the Chosin hold the ring. They heard the Chosin say Hariyat. They didn't see the Mesiras HaTabas, but a moment or half a minute later, they see the ring is sitting there, seems to be the same ring. So the Ramah says, no good, you have to have mamish, they have to see every step of the way. And if that's so by Kesef, so Mr. Talmud, it's so by Shtar also, the Edi Hashtarim, Kiddush Nid Edis Lekim Adova, that's the Gemara Leit on Dav Sonachet. If you make Kaddish Bein Ola Bein Ron, you don't have Kosher Edim watching. When the Chosin does the Kiddush, so the Gemara says the Kiddush is not Chal. So the same is true regarding Shtar. So how come by Kiddushin Bia, the Gemara said the first that you don't need Edim in the bedroom? If the Chosin tells the Edim outside, he's going to go in, he's going to do Bia, the same Kiddushin, the Gemara says that's sufficient. Hein hein edi yichud, hein hein edi Bia. When you Mekadosh with Bia, it's sufficient if you have Edim on the yichud, that's good enough. So the Maharam, in the Tshuva, this is the Tshuva's Maharam Rottenberg, that's in the back of the Rambam. The Rambam has 14, the Yarech HaZoker, we call it the Yarech HaZoker, because the Rambam called it the Mishnah Torah. And Kuali Sot didn't use that name, because they have kindness against the Rambam. Why call it Mishnah Torah, if it's not such a major work, Mishnah Torah? This is the review, the Rambam writes the introduction. You don't have to learn anything, you just have to learn Chumash and my Sefer, and then you'll know how to pass in every Shaila in the world. So it's a little bit... exaggerated. So that's why Kuali Sot, we don't call it Mishnah Torah, which is the correct title. We call it Yarech HaZoker, because it has Yud Dalet sections. Has Mada, Habaz, Manim, every section. So in the back of every single one of the 14 sections, you have all the Tshuvas Maimonides. has nothing to do with the Rambam. It's all the tshuvas of the Bali Artesis, what they have to say about the Tanya, like the Hagor is mainly on the bottom of the page. The first mainly is not a commentary on the Rambam. The Magen Mishnah is a commentary on the Rambam. It tells you what the Rambam is, it tells you what are the Mekoros of the Rambam, are those who disagree with the Rambam, what the Rambam meant. The Kesef Mishnah, the Lechem Mishnah, the Mishnah Melech, these are commentaries on the Rambam. The Migdalois. Migdalois always defends the Rambam from all attacks. But if you look on the bottom, the Hagoras Magen on the bottom has nothing to do with the Rambam. It's like the Mechaber and the Rambam. Mechaber gives you his sheep and the Rambam. It's always disagreeing. Tells what the sheep is Balayatosis is. So that's the Hagoras Maimon. The relationship between the Hagoras Maimon and for the Rambam is like the Ramah to the Mechaber. The Hagoras Maimon tells you what the Balayatosis have to say. Usually does not agree with the Rambam. So in the back of each one of the 14 sections of the Rambam, the back of Mada, the back of Bahama, the back of Zmanin, you have the Chuvas Maimon. Those are the long Chuvas on the bottom of the page, every so often. And the Hagoras Maimon tells you to look in the Chuvas Simon Yudali, look in the Chuvas Simon Chavhei, whatever. So in the back of every section, he has the long tshuvas by the Bali Artesis, not by the Rambam at all, not tshuvas of Rambam. Tshuvas of the Bali Artesis very often disagree with the Rambam. And even when it doesn't disagree, it has nothing to do with the Rambam. He just gives tshuvas of the Bali Artesis on those topics that are discussed on the Rambam on that page. So this Ramor that I said that the Yadim have to watch, the way the Chassan gives over the ring, and it's not sufficient, the Yadis Yidir below Yadis Riyah, if they saw the Chassan holding the ring, and they heard the Chassan say Hariyat, and then a half a second later, they see the ring and the Kalas in, so Ramor says no good. So the marker of this is the Chuvas Maharam Rutenberg. Most of the Chuvas Maimri are from the Maharam Rutenberg. The one who made the Hagoras Maimri was one of the Talmidim of the Maharam Rutenberg. The Mordechai with the Rosh, the world Talmidim of the Maharam Rutenberg. So most of the Chuvas in the back of the Rambam are written by the Maharam. So the this tshuva is by the Maharam, and he explains manishtana. Why is it that kedusha kesef and shtar we require edus riya mamish? They don't have to see the siras atabas, and they don't have to see the siras on shtar. And by bia we say it's not so. So he says simply, but the Torah hakasa b'ala lachacham. The Torah leaves it up to the chacham to determine how much of a riyas hamaisa we require of the edim. So the Chachamim said, look, by Bia, it's very improper. After generations, the Chachamim decided that the whole institution of Kedusha Bia is improper, even though it's Mutam and Atera, it's a Pasuk and Atera. Kikichi Shisha Bola, you're allowed to. The Chachamim of later generations felt that it's a Pitzusahi, and you're not allowed to do it. Somehow, this Magmat and Torah was not considered Pitzusah, and the later generation, the Chachamim felt that it was Pitzusah. And still, even at the time that it was considered acceptable, that it was Mutam, the Chachamim felt, but then you should have Eidim in the bedroom. This is Zichar Pitzusa. So then he said, Sepastish, and he said, we don't require it. It's my Mesal Kosov HaChacham. It's up to the Chacham to determine how much of a Riyas HaMaisa the Eidim have to have. So he said, by Kesef, where there's nothing embarrassing, by Shtar, there's nothing embarrassing. So the Maharam says, we insist, we require, the Eidim should see every step, Riyas HaMaisa Mamish, the Mesiris Kesef HaKidush. The Eidim have to see Mesiris Shtar Kidush. And by Kedusha B, they said it's a priestess to have Edom in the bedroom, so they said, must be. If you have the Edom outside, and there, by Kedusha B, Edom C, D, below Edom C, is sufficient. Maybe the Chassan never did the beer. Maybe he never did the beer at all. He says he's going to do Kedusha B, goes into the bedroom, and then they come out an hour later and says he did Kedusha B. Maybe he's telling a lie. So the answer is, it doesn't matter. That's considered Edom, since he said it in advance that he plans to be Mekadosh B'Beer. And he went into the bedroom and locked the door. So the Chachamim said that that's considered sufficient for Yes Amais. That's what the Maharam writes. The Shmuel, and that Ramur, claims he wants to say that it's a Machlokes HaRishon. He quotes a Tshuvas HaRashbo, which seems to disagree with the Maharam, and he thinks that just like that Kiddushi Biyo, we say, Hein 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 Yichud, Hein 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 Biyo, that Edis Yibir below Edis Riyah is sufficient. You don't have to have Mamish, Edis Riyah Mamish, so who are the Nami? By Kiddushi Kesef and Kiddushi Shtar, also, even if the Yadim don't see the actual Mesiris HaKabas, it would also be good. So the Beis Shmuel wants to say that this issue, what the Ramo quoted, the Tshuvas Maharam Rukman, is really Machloek Zerushayim and it's Hashayim. And the later poskim want to say that maybe it's not a Machloek, they're talking about different cases. That's the issue. We have it Allah HaMaisa Bizman HaZeh, at least so often. The Pizchit Shuvah there quotes the Shaila that comes up. Every so often it comes up. Under the Chuppah, let's say they called upon Edim to watch the Beit HaChassan gives over the ring, and the Edim that they called upon were psuli Edis. Let's say they're relatives. They didn't realize that they came to his relatives. So there were no kosher edim under the chuppah. Well, let's say a couple is getting married, and the rabbi who is performing the marriage ceremony is not an Orthodox rabbi and does not a dinim. So all of the people, let's say all the people near the chuppah, none of them are religious. None of the people are religious. You have relatives, you have women, and even the men who are not related, they're not Shomer Shabbos. They're not religious people at all. And then you have a couple of relatives who are religious, all the way in the back of the hall. But they don't see anything under the chuppah. They don't hear, they don't see, they don't know what's going on over there. So that's the question, can you consider them ADC? But they saw the Chas and Kalam watch to the chuppah, then they saw the Chas and Kalam watch back from the chuppah. What do you do under the chuppah? Everybody knows what you do under the chuppah. You give a ring, you say, Hariyat Mekodeshes, she's Mekodeshes. So the Chasam Sofer has a tshuva that's quoted by the Pesachei Tshuva in the bottom of the page. He says, it depends. Can you consider the members of the audience who can't really see anything that's happening under the chuppah? Can you consider them Edis Yidi Boloi Edis Riyah? That they're considered Edis Lekim Adobe, that it should be good. So according to the Ramah quotes the Tshuva's Maharam, it's no good. You have to have Dafke Ede Riyah Mamish. It's no good. But according to the Beis Shmuel, who quoted the Beis Shmuel with commentary on the side of the Ebenezer. So the Beis Shmuel quotes in the name of the Tshuva's Harashbo, that he seems to disagree with the Maharam. And Chasam Sofer claims they don't disagree. Everybody would agree to what the Rashba said. So the Chasam Sofer says like this: it depends who the Mesari Kedushin is. If the Mesari Kedushin is a Rav Ruchok, if he's an Orthodox rabbi who knows what he's doing, the rabbi knows to ask, is this your ring or is it the grandmother's ring? You have to be mekadesh with your own ring. And the rabbi knows that you have to say Hariyat Mekodeshes before you give the ring. And he knows that he has to give the ring. So if it's a Rav Ruchok who is Mesari Kedushin, then even the people in the audience who didn't see, didn't hear a thing, if they saw the Chas and Kala march to the Yom, and they saw the Chas and Kala march away from the Yom, they heard him call out, Mesari Kedushin is this and this Rebbe, this and this Rav, so they know that he did it right. So Chazokah, everybody knows that he did it right. So Chasam Sofer says, all of the, whoever happens to be in the audience who didn't see a thing, if they just saw the Chas and Kala march under the chuppah, march back from the chuppah, and they're playing now Yishama, so they understand that they're Mekodesh, that the woman is Mekodesh. The Chasam Sofer says that would be called ADCD B'lay Yisriya, and that would be good. If the Mesari Kedushin is not a Rav Muvok, so maybe Taka doesn't know the deal. Maybe he doesn't know that the ring has to belong to the Chos. Maybe he gave his ring to the Kala. Maybe the Kala had her own ring. Who knows? So if he's not a Rav Muvok, then you don't even have ADCD B'lay Yisriya. But if the Mesari Kedushin is a Rav Muvok, then the fact that the Edim saw the Chas and Kala march to the chuppah, march away from the chuppah, and they call that who the Mesari Kedushin is, and they know that he was supervising and overseeing everything, so that's called ADCD B'lay Yisriya. That's the discussion that they have in Shulchan Aruch, and how much the Edim have to see by the Kedushin here. So here in our Tosfos, this is the way they say in Yeshivas. It's a question if this is exactly 100% Oizgam. The first, again, there is a steer here between the two Gemaras. The Gemara in Yavama says that Ha'aro means Tchilos Bia. We're going to get into the details a little later for the Rabbi. In time, we're going to have to discuss what is Tchilos Bia, what is Gemar Bia. I'll have to get later. But now the Rishonim don't get into the details. Just say, there is a concept of Tchilos Bia, and there's a concept of Gemar Bia. The Gemara in Yavama says in Habo Yavimta that Ha'aro means Tchilos Bia has the same power as Gemar Bia. For Kol HaTarakula, for Malkus, for Misa, for Kores, for Chatos, for Nibbol HaLepasol HaPsola, for Kohuna, for Oynes HaMefatamani, for everything, for Yibum, for everything, and for Kiddushin as well. And Agamara says not so. So the first two Balei HaTosfos say no. Agamara, if you read slowly, is Nuchach. Agamara never said not so. Agamara said that there's a psychological lumdina that Kol HaBoyo, that thought might be, he probably had a mind not to be kind until the end. But if he would have a mind to be kind in the beginning, then he would be kind. So that's the first answer that they give, but they give two variations of it. The second variation is Poshit. The other, the Hari Vam Tirek, that he said in advance, I'm going to be Kaddish to Yishuv, but Chilas Bia. But the first Baal HaTosfos, the Rashba said, sounds like Lomid Boy, what the Rivam said is correct, but he has a Chilash on top of it. If the Chosim goes ahead and does a whole Gemar Bia, then he demonstrated that he only wants to be kind of the Gemar Bia. But if he, then I say he's not kind of Tchilas Bia, but if all he does is Tchilas Bia, he never finishes, then he demonstrates that all he wants to be kind of Tchilas Bia. He says, Hari HaMekodesh is Tchilas Bia, and all he does is Tchilas Bia or Pirish, and then he stops in the middle. So obviously he wanted to be kind of Tchilas Bia. So there seems to be, that's what the Divya Cheskel says, there seems to be a variation between the two that runs as follows. He He learned, that's how they say in the Shiur. Taisa seems to, even though the din is that when Makadosh Bavir, for sure, Mechol Aves, you don't have to have Edom in the bedroom. All you have to have is Edom on the outside. You say, you tell me Edom, I'm going into the room, I'm going to Makadosh Bavir, and you lock the door. So that's considered ABCD, Boloyagas Riyah, and Lo Masalakas Valachafanim, and for sure, the Kedusha Bia, that's good. Even the Maharama says by Kesav it's no good, but by Bia he's masking that it is good. So in the Yeshiva they learn that Taisus is talking about a situation where the Edom are there in the room. So the Rivon, the second Bala Taisus, says that the only time that it will be a good Kiddushin, the Tchilos Bia, is if Pirish. If the Chosin says in advance, I want to be Mekadosh B'Bia, and I want to be Mekadosh B'Tchilos Bia, I don't want to wait till it's my Bia. I want to become Mekadosh B'Bia. So since he said it in advance, and at the time that he's doing the Tchilos Bia, the Edom know at that time that he already has that to become a Mekadosh B'Bia, then she's going to be Mekadosh. But if the fella goes ahead and says, I'm going to be Mekadosh B'Bia, he doesn't say whether he's going to make a Tchilos Bia, Gmar Bia, a Bia Shlein. He just has done the Mekadosh B'Bia, so the Edom probably assumed, call out Boyal Daito, Gmar B'Bia, they think he's going to be Kreine, Gmar B'Bia. Then he goes ahead and he only does a Tchilos B'Bia, Pirish, and he stops in the middle. So after he stops, then they realize that that's all he planned to do, and he had in mind to be Kreine, the Tchilos B'Bia, but at the time that he was doing the Tchilos B'Bia, they didn't realize that he had in mind to be Kreine, the Tchilos B'Bia. They thought he was like any other normal person who's Mekadosh B'Bia, that call out Boyal Daito, Gmar B'Bia. So the Rivon would probably hold that that would not be good for Kedusha. Because at the time that the Edom see him do a Tchilos Bia, they didn't realize that he had that Kedusha. They find that ex post facto. After he's Pirish in the middle, then they realize, oh, he must have had in mind only to do the Tchilos Bia. But B'Shas Maisa, when they're watching him do the Tchilos Bia, they didn't realize. They thought that he didn't yet have that. So the Rashbo Balataisis holds that that is sufficient. The Rashbo, the first Shittin Taisus, is saying the same as the Rivon, but one step further, it's even an added Chiddush. And the Rivon doesn't accept that Chiddush. The Rivon holds that it's not good. That the only time Eidus Lekim Adover is good is if at the time that they see the Mesiras HaTabas, they know now that it's taking place. See, that's how they say in Yeshiva. That's how the Dibri Cheskel says. That's how they say in Yeshiva. That's what the Beishmuel writes in Ebenezer, that there's a machlekes between the Tshuvas Maharam Rutenberg and the Tshuvas HaRashbo. If the Chosin holds up the ring and the Edom see the ring, and then it gets so crowded, the Edom can't see a thing, they just hear Harei Mekudeshesli, and then it gets clear, and then they see what seems to them to be the same ring on the Kala's finger. So they put two and two together, that he must have given the ring to the Kala, but the Harei that they see now. But at the time that the Kedushin was supposed to be taking place, they didn't see a thing. They just heard Harei Mekudeshesli, they didn't see him give the ring. A second later, they see that the ring is on the Kala's finger, so they figure out that a second before, when the Kedusha was taking place, he probably gave it a ring. So the Beishmuel claims in Ebenezer that that's a machlok is between the Ramor, who quotes the Tshuvas Maharam Rutenberg, who holds that that's no good, and the Tshuvas HaRashbo, who says that it is good. So what's machlok is when you require Eidus Lekim Adovor, do the Edom have to know the Shas Maisa Kedusha Mamish? Do they have to see the Kedusha Mamish? Or is it enough if they saw a little bit at the beginning, a little bit at the end, and they put two and two together, and they'll figure out what happened in the middle when the Kedusha really took place? So the Rashbo, the Tshuvas HaRashbo, holds that is good. Even though the Shas Maaseh Kedusha they didn't see. It was so crowded they couldn't see anything. But a second later they see the ring and the Kala's figure, and obviously they can figure out that he must have given it a ring at the time that he right after he said Harei Mekudeshesli. So the Tshuvas HaRashbo holds that it is good. And the Ramah quoted the name of the Tshuvas Maharam Rutenberg that that's no good. So the Shivas, they said that that's what Chared HaMachloik is between the Rivon and the Rashbo de Balatais, the Rash Nishan de Balatais. It's questionable, that's in the Kodesh Machloik questionable. I mean, they're talking about a case where the Eidi Kedushin are in the bedroom. That's normally not the case. That's normally not that. Usually when the Mekadosh B'Bia, in later generations, the Chachamim prohibited the whole thing of the Kedushin. And even the earlier generations, when they never prohibited to be Mekadosh B'Bia, it was acceptable, it wasn't considered an act of pritzusa, but to have the Edom in the bedroom was always considered a pritzusa, and that's what the Maharam wrote in the Tshuva, by Misarachas Vela Chachamim, and Chachamim said, Shema speak, that it's sufficient if the Edom are outside, ain't any yichad, ain't any bia. So you're going to tell me that Taisus here is talking about a case that the Edom are in the bedroom. So, but the Lechere Taisus quotes two answers that are cannot identical. So the Chorah, that sounds like that's the problem. The Chorah, that sounds like that's within the Chulak about even though it's a little dochel. So that would be the machloikis between the Rashba and the Rivam. That the Rivam will hold that it's no good because he should have said in advance, and the Rashba will say that it is good. Outside instead of inside. Could be. I don't know. Could be. Same thing. Okay. Could be. So I'll come on. Again, let's get the framework of what we're working on over here. This has four terutzim and a kasha. What's the kasha? The sugi in Yivomer says, Adam says sugi of 10 lines of Gemara. The Gemara says that Ha'aro, which is Chilas Bia, has the same tokef, the same power as Gemar Bia and Kol HaTerekulos, for Misa and for Malkus and for Koreis and for Kiddushin and for Yibom and for Eidus and the 5F magazine. And our Gemara says, Takir. So the first two answers of Tesis were basically the same. That Agma was just saying an umdine, a psychological umdine, that he probably doesn't have a mind to be kind of Tukmadri. But if he says the fair, he wants to be kind of a Chilas Bia, so that's the Gemara, the Amache, the Gemara there. For that we understand. Then Tesis quotes the answer from the Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen. The Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen and the Rif and the Rambam. He says that the two Gemaras are not talking about the same case. The Gemara in Yevamis is talking about Nisuin, and our Gemara is talking about Erusin. The last two lines in Tesis. Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen, he writes, Tahidi Yevamis Ayri Acha Kiddushin. This is the Rambam, the Rif, and the Gaonim who hold, how do you make Nisuin? We discussed that. How do you make Kiddushin, either Kesef, or Shtar, or Bia? How do you make Nisuin? So the Rambam's opinion is that you create Nisuin either Bia, or either Yichud HaRoel Bia. That's the Rambam sheet, either Bia or Yichud HaRoel Bia. And the Ran on the Rif, on the first daf in Ksubis, quotes the Rambam. The first Mishnah in Ksubis talks about Nisuin, Klish and Nisus. How do you do Nisuin? So the Ran quotes all the different sheetahs, standing under the canopy, or the Batekin, we discussed the sheetah, or all the various sheetahs. And he quotes the Rambam sheetah is that Bio, the Shem Nisuin, accomplishes Nisuin. And the Ran says, how can it be? But the Chachamim prohibited, Habual, our resource based Chamer is also the Rabban, and you're not allowed to. How can you say that a Bio, the Easter, is kind of makes the woman into a Nisuin? So obviously the Rambam is of the opinion that it depends. If you boil our resource of the Shem Nisuin, that's Mutta. There's no Easter over there. The only time the Chachamim forbid a boil our resource is, he wants to remain in the state of Erison. The Chasim Kala don't want to make it into Nisuin, so they just want to have a Bio, Shalai the Shem Nisuin. So that's a Bia's Nus, Medir Rabbana, Menater, it's Mutter, it's his wife. And Medir Rabbana, they answered that they said that it's also love of Oris, it's also love of Arisosa. But if he's born Arisosa, the Shem Yisuin. So then Ramah holds that there's no Issa. That's the Pasht. Where did the Ramah get it from? That that Nisuin is created, Aide Bia, the Shem Yisuin. So last week we pointed out that the Pasht is that is the premise of the next Shtikala Gemara. The Gemara had a subject like this. If a man, just to review the kitzur, if somebody's mekadesh b'kesef for the shtar, so the girl was originally a penuya, she's single, and then when he gives the kesef for the shtar, he makes her into an arusa, but she's not yet a nisua. Then he has to have a second stage to make the nisua. So however you make nisuin, there's a deal in Shulchan Aruch. How do you do it? So the Gemara had a subject, but maybe if the man was mekadesh b'bio, maybe you accomplish two steps in one. She started off before. As she marched down to the aisle, she was a penuya. Oh, there's no aisle over here. He's going to be in Kaddish Bibiya. He's not going to march down the aisle. As she marched into the bedroom, whatever. So she was a penuya. And then when he does the Kiddush Ebiya, she gets two steps in one. She converts, she switched from a penuya into a nesua. Ashayla, anibayat the life, shikun the Gemara. Asfeke the demon. What's that? This? An einfal. Why did the Gemara have an einfal to think that Biya should be nesua? No, he said. So the Rambam understood the Parsha of Shat and the Gemara, because if the man was Mekadosh B'Kesef of the Shtar and the girl was an Arusa, so how do you switch from the stage of Arusa to Nesuah? So the Rambam says, B'Biyah. You do B'Biyah, L'Shem Nesuah. So if the Chasam does Kiddushin B'Biyah, maybe he killed two birds with one stone. He does B'Biyah, L'Shem Hariyah, B'Kodeshously, maybe B'Kodeshus accomplishes both the Eris and then the Nesuah. What does he have to do? Another B'Biyah, L'Shem Nesuah. He was boy L'Shem Kiddushin, so let the deer that was done L'Shem Kiddushin serve L'Shem Yisun. So this Alpi Pashtus is the mocker for the Rambam. There's one Makar. There's one of the Makaras. This is the mocker for the Rambam, that you can create Nisuin, Ayvei Dir. Now we get the root of this topic, whether Kiddush Dir is Eris and Eris and Nisunas. And this will be discussed, how did the other, according to the Ran, that you do not accomplish Nisuin Ayvei Dir, but it's rather by standing under the canopy, or by doing Badekin, or whatever, the Ramagun, all the different Shitas, how do they understand the Gemara's about? So we gave up Shat where it's from. The Rambam has another mocker for his Shita. This Rabbeinu Nissim going, there was a steer between the two Gemaras. The Gemara Yivam says in Abba Yivintoy that Ha'ara is good to create Kibushim. Now Gemara said the first that Ha'ara is no good. Kol Aboyel, Daito Al Gemar Biyo. Stachmamish Astir. So the Rish and the Rambam follow the Shitas Rabbeinu Nissim going, they all quote the Shitas Rabbeinu Nissim going, Achilles between Erisin and Nissim. If it's our Gemara's Kibushim, so we're talking here about Erisin. So for Erisin, then you say, Kol Aboy Al Daito Al Gmar Biyo. And the Gemara Dan Yevamis and Ferek Aboy Vinto is talking about Nisuin. That's what he said. But in Nisuin Gon Tiris, the Hahid Yevamis, that Gemara that says, Tchilos Biyo is kind of Iri, Acha Kiddush. He already was Mekadosh Bishtar or Bekeser. And now he's doing Biyo L'Shem Nisuin. So then I say, the Biyo that's done, L'Shem Nisuin, is sufficient if you do a Tchilos Biyo. You don't have to have a Gmar Biyo. Da'adei Oysa Haruah, Havik Nisuah, Timoy Chupo, so that's how the Rambam read the Gemara, but the Rabbi Nissim Kohen, that Biyo, Hanan Aruso, accomplishes Nisuin, at the Ferish of Gemara. And our Gemara that says, Kol Abol Da'at Al Gmar Biyo, our Gemara is talking about Kiddush, our Gemara is talking about Eros. Yeah, how do you, so we see that's how the Rambam follows the Rabbi Nissim Kohen, the Ferish, when he quotes the Halachas. Our Gemara he quotes when he gets to Kiddush, and our Gemara quotes when he gets to Nisuin. The Rambam follows the Rabbi Nissim Kohen. The question is, how do you understand Pshat in the Rabbeinu Nissim Kohen? Stop. Achille, Akasha, Astir between the two Gemaras. One Gemara says Gemar Biyah, one Gemara says Tchilas Biyah. So Gita Teres, one Gemara goes on Kiddush, one Gemara goes on Erisin. You need that to say Hezber? You have to have some explanation. That's the Rav Soloveitchik gave the Hezber. And he explained as follows. He printed this in his Hester for Rav Elbelov. When his uncle passed away, he printed this. But it was printed originally in Hadoah. So he wasn't going to quote this whole Gemara. Kol Abba Daita Agmar Biyah. So he keeps on calling Kol V'chulei Daita V'chulei. He never spells out the whole sentence. Kol Abba Daita Agmar Biyah. So he explained as follows. What does it mean in the Gemara? A man is Mekadosh B'Biyah. So a Meimar says in the name of Rav, Kol Abba Yal Daita Agmar Biyah. And when he does the Tchilos Biyah, he means L'Shem Biyah's Nus. Very strange. That testimony was still acceptable. In the later generation, the Chachamim forbid Kiddush Biyah. But in the earlier generations, when it was not considered a Pitzusim, so there would be Mekadosh B'Biyah. But it's only if you're Mekadosh B'Biyah. It's not to be Mizanu with a Pnuyah, is not permissible. So what do you mean? He only has in mind the Shem Kiddush and Mikmar B'Biyah, he has in mind the Shem B'Biyah's Nus. Kind of rate is that smart and rate. So in the Sefer Macheshes, he writes that he doesn't think that that's the Pshat. Macheshes is the Sefer Shabbos the Truth by Penach Egish. He was a dying in Vilna, the same time as Rav Chaim Moshe. He was older than Rav Chaim Moshe, and he died after Rav Chaim Moshe. He was the Talmud of the Beis HaLevi. He writes in the Hakdama to his Truvis that he doesn't know this new style of learning that they have in the yeshivas with the chemical analysis of all the different Gemaras. He says he learned the old style by the Beis HaLevi, and that's the way he writes his Tshuvas and his Chiddush. So he has in the Macheshes, he has a comment on this. What does it mean, Kol Avoy Al Daita Agmar Biyah? Does it mean to say that in the Tchilos Biyah, it means L'Shem Biyah's Nus? Of course not. It means L'Shem Kiddushin from the beginning to the end. But we have a din. Let's say, we already discussed, let's say a man gives a ring to a girl and he says, Hariat Mekudesh Esli, so she becomes an Eishes Ish right away. What if he says, Hariat Mekudesh Esli, but now I'm busy. Yeshiva, college, business, whatever, she's busy, he's busy, everybody's busy. He says, Hariat Mekudesh Esli, the Kiddushin should be Chal in intercession. Kiddushin should be Chal in January, Kiddushin should be Chal in June. So he gives the Kesef now and he wants the Chalois HaKiddushin to be later. So the Mishnah said that there is such a thing, you can give Kiddushin now, and postpone the halos to later. You can do it by kiddushin, you can do it by a get, and then gives a get, and listen, have a kitach lach alam and yom. He wants to get to be chal in another 30 days. If more says, you can do it by hafroshes truma, you can be mafresh truma, you can do the act of hafroshes now and say, you want hafroshes to be chalet. The Gemara talks about hakdoshe, the Gemara in Dorim says, and then is magdusha korban, and says, have a oil lach alam and yom. He wants it to be chal, a kiddushes korban oil after 30 days. And right now, it should be chulet. So a lot of times he can postpone a chalos to later. And sometimes he cannot postpone a chalos to later. Let's say, in yeshiva to give the mashal, let's say, the shoychet shecht behema, and he says, the shechit is shenon, and he wants to get salary. So he says, I'm shechting the behema, and the shechit should be mata bachila, if and when, after they'll pay me the salary, until the time that they pay me for doing the shechit is shenon picham. By Vedazor, Igmar has like that, yeah, because by Vedazor it's totally in Das, yeah. The Gmar's Vichel who I enter, that's the Gmar by Vedazor. The Gmar says, the fellow shechts an animal in front of the Vedazor, but he says, I only, the beginning of the Shechita, I'm doing the whole act of Shechita, the Shem Shechita. And the last moment of the Shechita, I want it to be done the Shem Vedazor. So Vedazor is an act of Vedazor, it depends on what you want. If let's say a person is bowing down in front of the Avodah Zarah, she'll love the shame of Avodah Zarah. So it's not an act of Avodah Zarah, it's a malasign of Avodah Zarah. It's only Avodah Zarah if that's his machshava, if that's his intention. But when you shech the behemah, the Gemara says, let's say I'm throwing a knife to hit a target, and then a bird happens to fly by. The Gemara says it gives a case in the Chumen. A bird happens to fly by, and it turns out that it's a shechita ksher, it was a kerf gava and everything. So there's a machlekes hatanayim, and we pass him that it's good. A shechita ain't a tzvicha kava. Shechita is chal, even though there was no kavanah at all. So if shechita doesn't need any kavanah by Avodah Zarah, we need intention, the shame of Avodah Zarah, and a little bit it should constitute an act of Avodah Zarah. So if he does the whole act of Avodah Zarah, but he doesn't want it to be called, and he doesn't want it to be the shame of Avodah Zarah till the end, the Gemara is nicha roev, then all he intended the shame of Avodah Zarah was the final act. The whole thing is not the shame of Avodah Zarah, but by shechita, you don't need kavanah to be marked, you don't need kavanah's chaticha simonim. It's even a machlekes, you even have to have kavanah l'shem zrike. It's a sofik in the rishayim. But if a person's sitting with a knife on his lap, and he's learning a safe, whatever, then he gets up and he's got all about the knife, and he gets up, so later the knife falls off, and shechts a chicken, accidentally. So that, even at Kidekak, there wasn't even any kavanah sasi at all. There's a sofik in Mechaber. Mechaber quotes the sofik from the Rashba, maybe it's good. Some Rishon holds no good because it lacks Kerah Gavra. It's only called Kerah Gavra. If there was kavanah sasi, he was throwing the knife in order to hit a target, and then a bird flies by and it turns out that it's a shechita ksher. So somebody shut him hold, but then and only then is it called kargam because at least he intended to do some mice. But it's clear in the Gemara that you don't need shechita yitzich kavanah, you don't need kavanah heter achilah, you don't even need kavanah chatichah simonim. You don't need kavanah. So you can't say that the sheikh had checked the chicken and he has. They quote as one opinion that it's offered. The Mashal holds like that. That you say Shechita ain't Tzvichas Kavanah, like you say Mitzvah ain't Tzvichas Kavanah, but it's even according to those who hold Mitzvah ain't Tzvichas Kavanah, but if you have Kavanah HaPechit, you have Kavanah Shalolot, and today Chavis HaMitzvah, so then you say it's not good. So that's what some Achleinim want to say, the Mashal, and others want to say, that here also, even though Shechita ain't Tzvichas Kavanah, you don't need Kavanah to be Matzah B'Shechita, but if you shecht the aim of a chicken, and you have a mind to say, she should not be Matzah B'Achila, so then it will be Matzah B'Achila. That's what one opinion is, and the Pashto says that it's a very shver opinion. The Pashto says that we don't follow that view. It's a collector's item that shita. It's a not shita. The Pashto says that it's not kerah. By mitzvah, if you say, even if you own mitzvah saying tzvichas kavanah, but if you have kavanah shelo lasis, you don't force a mitzvah down his fellow's throat. He doesn't want to be eitzah the mitzvah. Nisht is nisht. Can't be eitzah the mitzvah bal kocha shelo. But here, if you say shchita nitzvah kavanah, so it doesn't need kavanah. So the behemah is mutter b'achila. Well, mikavanah, as long as he did the ma'isa shechita with a kerah gavra, and there was no shir dros, achalad, agrava, mikah, all the chomash of shechita would follow. So the shechita ksher, so it's good. What about if he has kavanah fakir, he shechts the beim, and he has kavanah that it should not be matah b'achil. So the pashtus is that if you do shechita and you say, I want to postpone the chalois till later, I'm shechting now, but I only want the shechita to be matah when they'll pay me the salary. What do you mean the payment is salary? The shechita is not. They're immediately taken from the shechita is not. So there are some times when you cannot postpone the chalos to later. When the chalos is not totally in your da'at, so you're not allowed us to postpone the chalos to later. When it's totally in your da'at, kiddushin. Kiddushin is only chal if I have da'at kiddushin. Gittin, Hakdasha, Hakrashas, Tumas, and Maisha, these are things that need Das Abaylin. So since you need Das Adam, so when he does the Maisha now, he wants the Chaloy to take place later, he wants to postpone the Chaloy, he doesn't grant his Das until 30 days later. He doesn't grant the Das until later. So at that point, he has a right to postpone the Chaloy. That's what Tashis explains in the Gemara and Sudas. The Gemara has a cloud that Milsa Deleita B'Shlichas Leita B'Tanai. The only time you can be Matala Tanai, let's say the Shechet was Shechta Be'im, Allah Tanai, he wants to raise. The Shechet didn't want to raise. So what do they have to get involved in a hassle for? Simple. Just Shechet all the Be'imis today, Allah Tanai. If they give me the raise, the Shechita should be Matala Bachil. If you don't give me the increase in salary, the Shechita should not be Matala Bachil. So the answer is that that's a joke. You cannot do a shechita ala tanai. You don't need your das at all. If you throw a knife and accidentally it happens to shech the chicken, the Gemara says that it's kosher. We pass from like the tana shechita in a tzicha kavana. So if you don't need kavana tabayim to accomplish the shechita, so you're not a balabasa in makala tanai. That's the posh of shat in the Gemara. The Gemara has this klal in the exubis, in the Gemara. It's losa, the lace of the shlichas. Later the tonight, anything that you cannot appoint a shliach for, you have no right to be ma'atal of tonight. And Tosfos explains, and not Gemara, Tosfos explains, that it's not a gzeiras hakosev that's learned out from Tzai b'nei Gor b'nei Reuven. That only such a matter which can be done, are they shliach, that you have the right to make a tonight. It's not a gzeiras hakosev. Tosfos, it's a svara. What's the svara? If I'm a bailim on the chaloyt, if you need my das bailim for kiddush, I have to decide whether I want to get married, whether I want to sell my house, whether I want to buy, whether I want to divorce my wife, whether I want to take the nether, whether I want to be makdish today, whether I want to be makdish shumas amaisi. So whenever I'm a balabos, I have to decide whether I agree or not, so then I have a right to be mamana shliach, I'm a balabos to be mamana shliach, and also I'm a balabos to be makdala tanayas, I only agree under such and such circumstances. But if the milk of the lace of the shliach, I'm not a balabos to make a shliach on the thing. The only one who has a right to be mana a shliach is one who is the baile mana. If you're not the baile, you cannot be mana a shliach. So just like you have to be a baile to be able to be mana a shliach, so who are the Nami places that you have to be a baile to be able to be matala tonight? If we don't care what you're thinking, so what right do you have to make it tonight? That's all being pashtus. So that's what the Rabbi Nissen Goyen seems to be saying over here. It seems that's how Rav Soloveitchik explained. It seems to say like this. What do you mean, call out boy, I call my beer? What do you mean? When he does it, he has an ridiculous shame, beer is just having fun. No, that's ridiculous. We're talking that he's not doing an act of preaching. Kabbali has daita l'shem kiddushin from the beginning to the end. So why do you say that the kiddushin is only chal at the end? The answer is, it's like a man is mekadosh anisha lachalam adyom. He gives a ring, he says, Harei mekadosh. So he gives his wife a get, Harei zekitech lachalam adyom. You can postpone the chalot. Let's say a man is Mekadosh B'Biyah. So if a man does the Biyah now, and he says, Harei HaMekudesh is free in June. So the Gemara in Ksuvah seems to say that that's no good. That's called Kosa Kinyona. If I give a ring and I say, Harei HaMekudesh is free in June, and she still has the ring. She still has the ring. So then it's not Kosa Kinyona. Oh, the Gemara says, later in Kiddushin, what if he gives her some food? Or he gives her a ring, he says, Harei HaMekudesh is free in June. And then she went and she ate up all the food, she spent all the money, and she sold the ring. So the Gemara says, Rav and Shmuel both say, we say even if nothing is nishtar, even if she spent all of the cash of kiddushin, we say, Harei HaMekudesh is free, lach alam and yom, and when it comes to Yom Lamed, she already spent all of the cash of kiddushin. So the Gemara says in the beginning of the third parak that it's still a good kiddushin. Why? That's not what calls the kinyon, right? So the Ram on the list explaining on that Gemara, Rav Shmuel, Damit Ravayu, here is a Nun Testament Aleph, about 15 lines before the bottom. Rav Shmuel, Damit Ravayu, Mifu Deshes, Alpha Pish, and Isachnu Hamoy. Even though the Kala spent all the money, I give it $25 now, okay, we have a Kodesh's Lee, Lachal Amidyom. When it comes to Yom Lam, she's already spent every single kruta. There's nothing left. So the Gemara says, Rav Shmuel both said the same thing. Mikodesh is Alpha Pish, and Isachnu Hamoy, even though all the money was used up. That there's no problem of Kosa Kinyon. So the Ran says why? Because the Ran and the Rit says why? Because in the event that the Kiddushin is not going to be Chal, then she has to return the $25 to the Chosman. So that's considered as if it's still Rishum or Nikri. You can't say that it's Kosa Kinyon. It's not that it's all gone and forgotten. He gave her the case of Kiddushin and it's all gone. It's not gone. If it's going to turn out the Kiddushin is not Chal, so the Ran says she has to be Machter the case to the Chosman. So that's not called Kosa Kinyon. Or let's say the Chosin gives a shtar kiddushin. He says, Harei HaMekudesh is the shtar is there, and the kiddushin should be chal in the end of June when we're both finished with the school year. or a man gives his wife a get, and he says, Harei ze gitach lacha lamed yom. So the Mishnah Takan makes a distinction. The Mishnah both in Kiddush and in Gittin. When it comes to Yom Lamed, when it comes to the end of June, does she still have the get in her hand? Does she still have the Shtar Kiddushin? Or was it ripped up? Or was it burned? If the Shtar was Nisraf, or Nikra, or Ovad, she lost it. Then it's Taka called the Kinyonu. So the Kiddushin, you cannot have a Chalos Chalacha Lamed. It calls the Kinyon, the Kinyon, there's no theory between the Maisa Kinyon and the Chaloi. He gives her a Shtar now, when it comes Yom Lamed, when the Kiddushin or the Get is supposed to be Chal, she no longer has the Shtar Kiddushin, so it's Takanat Chal. But if she still has the Shtar, she still has the Get, and the Yom Lamed, then it's not calls the Kinyon, then it's going to be good. So let's say someone is Makadish Bediyah. Someone does the Biyah now, he says he wants to begin the Kiddushin in June. But it's called the Kinyana. That's not good. That's like giving a get, and by the time it comes June, the get is already lost. The get is ripped up or it's burnt. So the Mishnah says it's not good. But what if the man says, I want to be Mekadosh B'Biyah, and he does Biyah for 5 minutes? And he says, I want to be Mekadosh B'Biyah, and I want to be Kohen of the Gemar Biyah. He's in the head. So he has in mind the shame. He doesn't have in mind the shame Biyah's loose in the beginning. Not Stam in Bo ala Pnuya. No, he has a mind of Shem Kibushi Beer from the beginning. But he wants to postpone the Haloi till as late as possible. So he says he wants to postpone the Haloi till Lach Alama Yom. Tech is called the Kinyono. The Beer is already finished 30 days ago. But if he has a Maisa Beer for 5 minutes and he wants to be Kohen the Kedushin at the end of the Maisa Beer, so he's still continuing the Maisa Beer at the end. So that's what the Gemara says, Kol Aboyo, Daito Al Gemar Beer. He probably has a mind to postpone the Haloi till as late as possible. He can't postpone it after the Biyah is finished. That's going to be called for Kinyana, but he probably has a mind to postpone it as late as possible. So now comes the Rabbi and he says, Goyen and the Rish and the Rambam and the Tashkamakim, and they say, when they say that you have a right to postpone the Halos, that's only by Kiddushin. We need the Das HaOdom. We need my Das. I can make Kiddushin like the Shliach, I can be Matal Tanai in the Kiddushin. You need my Das to be Maskin. Mashani came by Nisuin, that's apparently what the Rabbi and the Goyen hold. You don't need Das Bailiv. You don't need Das Lashem Nisuin. Nisuin is not a Maisa Kinyan. We must have discussed the last year. The Rabbi Nisuin is going, the reason the Rambam holds, you don't need Das for Nisuin. It's Aloche. Taisus points out on the first Daf in Ksubis, you can't have Nisuin Bal Korchoi or Bal Korcho. You have to have that it should be Midaitam. But it's not Al Pidin, a Maisa Kinyan, like Kesef, like Kiddushin, like when you claim a Karka, when you claim a Kalkin, when you get a Neder, when you Magdash Shebeim, when you give a get. It's not a thing that needs Das HaBad. As long as they have Kavon and Lashem Nisun, so it's good enough. So the Kavon and Lashem Nisun was from the beginning of the Diyah. Rabbi Nisun Goy learns that the Gemara in Yivam, Rabbi Nisun Goy, the Rif and the Rav, they learn the Gemara in Yivam, that says that Chivas Diyah is Kaina, they learn that that goes on Nisun. Why is it by Nisun? You don't say Kol HaBal, Dai Tal Gmar Biyah. No, you say it over there by Nisun also. It's Dai Tal Gmar Biyah, but we ignore what he has in mind. What do I care what you have in mind? What do you mean? You want to postpone the Chalos? That's like the Shechet wants to postpone the Chalos to later. We don't care what the Shechet wants. You don't need Das HaBalim to shech the chicken. So just like you cannot make it tonight by Shechita, so you cannot postpone the Chalos by Shechita. So who are the Nami by Nisuin? You don't need Das HaBalim by Nisuin. You need Das by Kiddushin. Nisuin, all you need is a Maita L'Shem Nisuin. So the Shem Nisuin was from the beginning of the Biyah. Look, so the Tchilas Biyah is going to be kind of... That's the Rabbi Nisuin going, that's the husband of Rabbi Nisuin going sheep. That's the chiddush between the Eris and the Nisuin. And both, whether you're doing Biyah L'Shem Erisin, or Biyah L'Shem Nisuin, the Vart is that the Tchilas Biyah is not L'Shem Biyah's Nisuin. That's how the Machash is explained. You don't say that Kol HaBoy Daitav Kol HaBoy Daitav Ma Biyah only and Metchilat Biyah means L'Shem Biyah's Nus. What kind of a parach are we talking about that he does Biyah L'Shem's Nus? We're talking about a religious man over here. He's doing Metchilat Biyah also L'Shem Kiddush, not L'Shem Biyah's Nus. The only thing is, he wants to postpone the Chaloi till as late as possible. It's an order that he wants to postpone it. But he can't postpone it after the Biyah. There's going to be called the Kinyon. He wants to postpone it till the Gemar Biyah. So that's Niche by Kiddushin. Ah, Mishich is talking Kiddushin Erisin. We need Das HaBalim. We can make Kiddushin Ayre Shliach. We can make Kiddushin Alat Tanai. So you can postpone the Halos. I can make Kiddushin Kesef Lach HaLamed. I can make Kiddushin Shtar Lach HaLamed if it won't be called for Kinyonah. And I can make Kiddushin Bia Lach HaLamed. I can't do Lach HaLamed. Yom is going to be Kosa. I can make Kiddushin Bia Lach HaLamed 5 minutes when it won't be a problem of Kosa. Bigmar Bia. But by Nisuin, it's put you there and your mom is talking about Nisuin. Bia L'Shem Nisuin. You cannot postpone the halois, just like you cannot make a tanai, ain't tanai benisuin, because you don't need da'as ha'bailin, so you cannot postpone the halois either. So since the tchilas ha'bir was certainly done, the shayim nisuin, so he's cut it right away, the tchilas ha'bir, that's the bir. And based on this, the Rav Soloveitchik said that Rav Chaim, his grandfather, thought that this should perhaps lead one to believe that there's no need for eidus to kima dova by nisuin. That's a shayla. The Gemara later in Bav Samachem, the Beit only says that you need eidus to kima dova by kiddushin. It never says whether when you do the nisuin, is it necessary to have eidus to kima dova. You have to have eidus yichud. Like we always have, under the chuppah you have eidus kiddushin. And then you have, when you go into the yichud room later on, so you have eidus yichud. Is that really necessary? The halacha that we learn out from the pasuk dova dova mimomen, that a dova should be erev and eat shnei eidim and kima dova, otherwise not chal, maybe that's only by erisin, maybe by nisuin, there's no need for eidim for kima dova. So what the Osameach has such a shalom? Peregud, the Osameach Peregud in Hilchos Ishus raises the question, do you require eidim for kima dova for nisuin or not? What's the tzad to say that not? So some say like this, the woman is a chaneshes ish anyway. A fine distinction, is she only an arusa? Or is she even in the store? Am I not kemina? Oh, I hope that love not kemina. Whether the husband can be made in the door without the shutfus of the father, or he can only be made with the shutfus of the father, whether she's going to be mizan, it's going to be skila, it's going to be chenek. A whole bunch of the yosha, the tamar, the hafen, the ra, a lot of not kemina. But the woman is married anyway. She's a chanation fish anyway. These are fine distinctions, fine points. So some parts would say, that's not a dovah shabiyar, but the only thing that's called dovah shabiyar is if you're determining, yet married or no married. But yet married or very much half married or full married, that's not called davar shebi'er, but that you should need eidus to kima dova. That's one hesbah that some gedolim want to have, that some achronim want to have. Rav Soloveitchik said over b'shem Rav Chaim a different mahalach. Why nisuin should not? Why there shouldn't be any need for eidus to kima dova by yichud? His practice was that used to be makdim. He said that was his father's practice, that was Rav Chaim's practice also. But he said nikur adin Rav Chaim held that you probably shouldn't need. As far as it shouldn't need, why? They said Rav Chaim has an essay on the Rambam in Hilchos Yibum Chavitza. The whole Shtigl Torah where he explains that according to the Rambam, the Geder Adin, we must have discussed the last year event, the Geder Adin of Eidus L'Kim Adova by Kiddushin is for the purpose of elevating the Das of the Baal, the Das of the Chosin, to a higher level of Das. That by Gittin, the Kiddushin, it's not sufficient with a plain, simple Das like by Mekach HaMemka, or like by Nidorim, or like by Hegdashis. You need a higher level of Das, Alimta, very strong Das. So how do you elevate the level of Das to a higher level that it should be considered a stronger level of Das? If you express the Das in public, if you say it in the presence of two kosher eidim. So Rav Chaim writes in his sefer, Hoshtigal Terev, we discussed like this, not so Muchach and Rambam. He claims that this is the Rambam Shifu, that the purpose of Eidus L'Kima Dova is to strengthen the Das of the Chosn when he does the Kiddushin of the Das, of the Baal when he gives the Get, that it should be considered a stronger level of Das. So Bamed Ramamurim, when does it make sense to require Eidus L'Kima Dova by Kiddushin or by Gittin, where you require Das Alimto? Not only do you require Das, you require even a higher level of Das. But by Nisuin, if you say that Rabbi Nisungan, that you don't even need Das at all, or all you need is Kavonah. Kavonah L'Shem Nisuin, but you don't need Das Alpitin. So how can you say you need even Das Alimto? So if you say like Rav Chaim, that the whole Rav Chaim's pshat in the Rambam, Rav Chaim claims that the Rambam sheet is, that the Geder Hadin of Eidus L'Kima Dova is, that it's for the purpose of elevating the Das to a higher level. So then Hasfar no Senes, that by Nisuin you shouldn't require any Eidus L'Kima Dova at all. It happens that it does get out, and the Rambam happens to say, came out black and white the Feirish, that Nisuin does not require Eidus L'Kima Dova. The Macheshes points to that. Macheshes says, Rav Ben Achedish has a little bit about this topic, doesn't have the whole thing, he has a little bit. So he points out there is a Gemara in Ksubis, on the Afayin Dalet, I think. I'm wrong, but somewhere over there, where the Gemara has the following din. Let's say a man is Mekadosh and Isha al Hatnai that he's not so happy about the Shidduch. He's Maskil. He gives Harei Mekadosh on the Tanai that the father gives me $100,000 by June 1st. Sure. So if it comes June 1st and the father didn't give the money, it's like Kiddushin. It was Bitla Tanai, it's Bitla Kini. So it's not Chal. But what if it's coming close to June 1st and the chassan fell in love, he's married and fell in love with his wife? He thinks that it's not so big.
The girl's not so big. And then he says, forget about the $100,000. Harei Mekudesh Esli, even if your father doesn't give any money, you also mask him for the Kedusha. So the Rambam quotes the Gemara, it's stupid that there is such a thing as Mechilas HaTanai. In advance, if I said Harei Mekudesh Esli, if it rains on Tuesday, and Tuesday comes and goes and it doesn't rain, and then I say, oh, I like you so much, I want the Kedusha to be Chaliv, even though it didn't rain, so it's not fun, too late, Tuesday already went by. But if I say before Tuesday comes, if I tomorrow is Tuesday, and tomorrow whether it rains or it doesn't rain is going to determine whether Grisha is going to be chal. So the Rambam says, if I say before Tuesday comes to a close, I'm loichal adam tonight, I want the Kedushin to be chal, even if it doesn't rain. So the Rambam learns up a Gemara in Ksubis that there's such a thing as Mechilas HaTanai. But there's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Raivid, whether this Mechilas HaTanai has to be done in the presence of Edis Lekima Dover or not. So the Rambam says, "Afil Rama bein ola beino." Even if the Chassan says it between himself and the Talmud, there are no Eidim Lekim Adov. It's also good. But it's going to lead to the fact that the Kedusha is going to be Chal even though it doesn't rain tomorrow. So don't you need Eidim Lekim Adov? So the Rambam she says, "No, you don't need Eidim Lekim Adov. You only need Eidim Lekim Adov when he gave it the ring originally last week. When he gave it the ring, he said, 'Harei Ben Kedesh is on the condition that it rains on Tuesday, a Parshas Lech Lecha.'" So at that time you need Eidus Lekim Adov. But now when he's Meichel the Tanai, when he's Mavatan on the Tanai, so the Rambam writes there's no need for Eidus Lekim Adov. And the writer says, no, since he's changing the nature of the Kedushin, it's going to be not Kedushin Stam, instead of being Kedushin Alatan, so the writer holds that you do need Eidus Lekim Adov. Where did the Rambam get this from? That you don't even need Eidus Lekim Adov. The whole marker is the Gemara in Ksubis, but the Gemara has all that case. A man is Mekadosh and Isha Alatan, I teach you Alatanai. He kills us down, and he goes ahead and he does Nisuin, and at the time of Nisuin, he doesn't repeat the Tanai. He doesn't say anything about the Tanai. And he does Nisuin, and then he lives with his wife. So what's he living with his wife if he's not even sure if he's married? And the Tanai is going to be Mekuin next week. He gives a ring today, Sunday. So the Rebbe Kodesh Yisrael on the condition that it rains on Tuesday. Then on Monday, before Tuesday comes, he's not even sure if he's even met. On Monday, he already does his suing, and he's living together with his wife. So what's he living together with his wife? So the Gemara says, since it was Kitchu al Tanai became so stam, he already did the suing, and he didn't mention the Tanai, so it's Muva Meyemu, that he was Meichel on the Tanai. That's how the Rambam and the Raivid understood. The Rambam said, this is Mishan and Imam, that's how the Rambam and the Raivid understood. Obviously, he was Meichel on the Tanai. So the Rambam writes, Afal Pishim, even though he's Merchal on the side, they know that they know, and they're on the way to the Kima Dovo. How did the Rambam understand that in the Gemara? So the Machesh says, obviously the Rambam thinks that when you do a Nisuin, there's no need for Eidus Lekim Adov. So when a king Sostam, when he does the Nisuin, and he doesn't say one way or the other, what's with the Tanai, he's doing the Nisuin, they're on the way to the Kima Adov, and when he does the Nisuin, it's moving the Nisuin Stam, so it's moving the Eidus, that is Merchal on the Tanai. And nonetheless, the Rambam understood the Gemara is saying that the Mechilas HaTanai is good, even though it's Bein Ola Beino. And the right of time is, no, you do need Eidus Lekim Adov by Nisun. So when he does the Kimso, there are Eidim watching. So how do you know to prove, even in the case where there are no Eidim, that the Mechilas HaTanai does need Eidus Lekim Adov? So the Machesh is right, that the Pashto seems to be, it's the Machlekes, the Rambam and the Raivid, where the Nisun requires Eidus Lekim Adov or not. The Rambam holds that you don't need Eidus Lekim Adov. So the way Rav Chaim understood, the way Rav Chaim explained it, we understand that Rav Chaim claims that the Rambam Shita is that Eidus Lekim Adov is only needed in Kiddushin to elevate the level of Das, it should be considered a stronger level of Das. So Rav Chaim explains that's only by Kiddushin, by Nisun. The Rambam passes like the Rabbi in Nisun Kun, that you cannot postpone the Chalois by Nisun. Why? Because you don't need Das at all, you need Kavonet. So if you don't need Das, so there's no need for Eidus Lekim Adov, the Shita Saramba. So the Rambam and Shita, so we understand. That's the Rabbi in Nisun Kun. That's the Rabbi in Nisun Kun. Then Taisus comes up with a fourth answer on this theory. It was again, just to get back, we're working here within a framework. There's a theory between the two Gemaras. The Gemara in Yuvam is said that in Kol Atera Kulo, Mechavi Krisis, Mechavi Mises, Mechavi Malkis, and Bayanis and Mephate, and Yibum, and Kol Atera Kulo, and Kiddushin, everything. Hakol, Bakol, Mikol, every, all cases of Bia, Chilas Bia, Kigmar Bia, and Kol Atera Kulo. And Agmar says, Hakeh, that you need that, Kirig Mar Bia, Kol Atera Kulo, Kol Atera Kulo, so the first two answers of the text is, well, very simple. Agmar is saying a psychological statement, which is sometimes correct, And sometimes not so. It all depends. If it's clear that he doesn't have this psychology in mind, then it's credit with the Tchilas front as with the first Tumim. Rabbeinu Nissim didn't go into the psychology. He said a different word. Sometimes we don't care what the psychology is. What is that by Nisuin? Only time you can postpone the Chalos till Gemarbi is by Kiddushin. We have a right to make it tonight. We need the Daas Abayim. So if he wants to postpone the Chalos at Kiddushin till Gemarbi, it's fine. But by Nisuin, where you don't need the Daas Abayim, all you need is Kavon and Lashem Nisuin. So then you have the right to postpone the Chalos till later. So then the Tchilas Diyas can. Rabbeinu Tam clearly does not learn that our Gemara is saying a psychological statement. When the Tam learns that our Gemara is saying a halachic statement. Kolabo, even though that's the expression, kolabo el daito al gmarbiyo, sounds like the Gemara is saying a psychology, Rabbi Natan denies it. No, it's halachic. But only the gmarbiyo is kind of, not the tchilas biyo. It's the hastira gemara with the other Gemara. What do you do with the Gemara gemara? So Rabbi Natan says no. So after Rabbi Natan, you have to understand, what do the words mean? Before we decide what a tchilas biyo is kind of gmarbiyo, what is tchilas biyo, what is gmarbiyo? So the Gemara there in Yevamos has a machlokes amaron. It's Nagel Alokha. The Gemara has a machlokes. The first opinion that's not accepted is that Tchilas Bia is Nishikas Eva. When the Eva Hazocha just touches on the outside, the Eva Hanateva, that's already called Tchilas Bia. And when is it Gemar Bia? When you have Hachnasos HaTorah, when the Zohar is Machnas, is Eva into the Nekeva. That's the opinion that's not accepted. We pass in Aloha that the Shika Sefer, when Eva Azov is just touching on the outside of Eva Nekeva, that's not even called Tchilos Bia. What says Tchilos Bia? Hachnasos HaTorah. When he does Hachnasos HaTorah. When is it called Gmar Bia? Later. Bia Samirut. When he's making there. Mamish HaGmar Bia. So the Rabbi Tam says like this. So how do we pass him? We pass him. Hachnasas HaTorah is called Chilas Bia. So whenever the Gemara is going to use the expression Bia, that's what it means. It means Hachnasas HaTorah. So when our Gemara has the shadow whether Chilas Bia Kaina, so Bia Kaina, it means is Chilas Hachnasas HaTorah Kaina, or is it Gemara Hachnasas HaTorah Kaina? It's not a shadow whether the Chilas Bia or the Sof Bia. What kind of Sof Bia? The Gemara should always get passed in the Yimam is that Chilas Bia is Kaina. Chilas Bia means Hachnasas HaTorah. So the Tufel and Agamar is within the Halacha. We already given already. We already finished Yivamas. We finished Yivamas and remember what it says in Yivamas. What is saying Yivamas? Tchilas Bias Kain. What is Tchilas Bias Hachnasas HaTorah? The Gemara here has a Shaila. What part of Hachnasas HaTorah? The Haskal of the Hachnasas HaTorah or the Gemara of the Hachnasas HaTorah? But before you get to this, we're going to explain in a minute. Before we get to this, what does the word HaTorah mean? That's the question. What does the word HaTorah mean? That's what the Poskim discussed about that also. There is a din in Hilchas Mila that the Moyal has to cut off Basa HaChefe as Reivu HaTorah. Neither a din who you have to cut off as Basa HaChefe as Reivu HaTorah. The Gemara has details, okay? The Gemara has details about Reivu HaKefe. But in the Miut, there's not Miakim. Neither a din. We cut off even the Miut. The Gemara says that Kelev Yanveil, that it should be a heated mitzvah, that it should look nice. That's the Gemara of Lezer the Miut. But neither a din, the only thing that's not it is the Basa HaChefe as Reivu HaTorah. How do you define the word HaTorah? What does the word HaTorah mean? So the Beis Yosef in Hilchas Mila, at the end of Yerideya, quotes a machlokes. Because there are different kinds of, HaTorah means a crown. There are different kinds of crowns. Sometimes you have a crown that goes around in a circle. And sometimes you have a crown that goes up. A crown that goes up like this. So the Beis Yosef has a machlokes HaPoskim. The Poshup Shat HaTorah means the whole tip of the Eva HaZachah. A crown like this. So the whole crown of the Eva HaZachah, that's called the HaTorah. So how would you define Bas HaChefes Reiv HaTorah? Let's say this is the HaTorah of the Zohar. So the Moel has to cut off so much Basar that the top of the HaTorah should be Megulis. Even though the bottom of the HaTorah is Miut, less than 50%, as long as more than 50% is Megulis, good. That's the Pashup Shah. Then the Beis Yosef quotes a Tshuva from Tshuva Ashkenazis, an anonymous tshuva, he doesn't know who wrote it, where it says a chumah, and many poskim hold that that's deep right there. He says that's not what we mean when we say HaTorah, the whole crown like this, the whole tip. HaTorah means the chut hamakif. In the Eva HaZochah, there comes a point where there's like a ring around that goes around. That's called HaTorah. So if the male cuts off all of the basar on top, he cuts off, let's say,
90% of the skin that covers over the tip of Deva Hazochi just leaves 10% on the bottom, the baby is an oral gomer, 100% oral. Because the whole Atorah is Mechusim. This is not the Atorah to the top. This is the Atorah, just the bottom, the Chut HaMakif on the bottom, on the lower part, that's called the Atorah. So if the Basar is Choyfe, the bottom 10%, let's say 15%, of the skin is remained behind, the baby's an oral gomer, 100%. He didn't even begin to be Megala, any of the Atorah. The only part of the Atorah is the bottom. So that's a Shailen Hilchas Mila. That's Machlein and Hilchas Mila. And the Rapos, Nabitzel Petterburger has a tshuva, he thinks that the Chacham, who is it, that Chacham Sfardi, I think, not a tshuva, I think the Chacham Sfardi is right, that the Beis Yosef quotes. And the Arakhtan also has a tshuva, he thinks the Chacham Sfardi is right. A lot of Achreinim hold that Chacham Sfardi is right, that the Torah means the Chut HaMakif, doesn't mean the whole tip of the Gi. It comes out of tremendous chumra that the Moel has to make sure that the Atorah, Nizgala Atorah, the Chut HaMakif on the bottom is Megula. So the Shaila is, let's say, by Tchilas Bir, Ha'aro. It says in the Chumash, it's Mekoyre He'aro. Ha'aro means Tchilas Bir. What does it mean Tchilas Bir? So the one opinion in the Gemara was, Nishika Sefer, just when the Eber Zohar touches on the outside, we reject that. How do we pass him? Achnasis Atorah. What do you mean Achnasis Atorah? What's called the Atorah? So Mustama, whatever is called Atorah by this Mila Lechari is called the Atorah Lihir. The word Atorah doesn't change. If you hold Atorah means the Chut HaMakif, then over here you have to have Achnas Atorah. You have to do so much of the Diyah until he's Machnas the Atorah. So until he has the Chut HaMakif, he's already inside the Guf Risha. The Rabbi Nitzam, Alpi Pashtus, does not seem to learn like that Shita. Rabbi Nitzam seems to learn that the Atorah means the whole tip of the Eva. That's Alpi Pashtus. And he learned that this was the Gemara topic. We know that the Din is that you have to have Achnas Atorah. We know that Tchilas Bir is Kaina, you don't have to have Gemar Bir. Tchilas Bir is Kaina, that's the Gemara Nivamas. But the topic of the Gemara here is, should I say that the Bir is only Kaina when he does Hachnasas Kala HaTorah? Or should I say that it's Kaina from the beginning? If he'll do Hachnasas Kala HaTorah, I'll say he's Kaina from the beginning to the end. And the Rabbi Nitzam gives you a mashal. When you look in the Sefer Yosha of Rabbi Nitzam, Rabbi Nitzam wrote it himself. So all the places in that court things named Rabbi Nitzam, it's all based on the Sefer Yosha. So the Sefer Yosha Rabbi Nitzam gives two mishalim to explain what's going on in his mind. So he quotes one tushtel agemara in Chulin. When you shech the behemoth, you have to shech the condemnation. So the Gemara has, right. So the Gemara has machloket that the con is the gargara. So when you shech the con with the veishet, you have to shech roiv hakone and roiv laveishet. So the Gemara has machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and I don't remember if Reish Lakish and Levi. Machloket Amarayim there. Machloket of the early Amarayim. Do you say ein l'shchita ella l'besof, or do you say yesh l'shchita m'tchilu l'yatzof? Should I say that it's only called a ma'is l'shchita when you get mamish to the end? They were saying, no, from the beginning to the end, the whole thing is called the Ma'aseh Shechita. So it's a machlokes in the Gemara, how you say. Then the Gemara has such a similar shaila later in Kiddushin, in the Mem, around Memchet. When I hire a worker, and I pay him a salary, he say, right, we give a kippah. So the Gemara has a machlokes at time, when you say, Ein l'shchiris ha'lel l'besof, or you say, Yesh l'shchiris m'tchilu l'yatzof, do you say that I agreed to pay you $5,000 for painting my apartment? So do you say, when you do the makush achron, when you finish the final touch on the whole apartment, that act of the last paint, the last stroke of painting, that's mechayev me to pay you the $5,000. Or do you say no? You divided up, you did 5 million strokes. So every stroke that he does is mechayev me to pay another pruta. And if the fellow, but he can't ask for the money in the middle anyway, because the Gemara says, "Ain't him is telling himself." But the Gemara has a shadow when they say, "Yesh in tzchiris and tzchiri l'atzot, or ain't in tzchiris and tzchiri l'atzot." Is it a composite mechay that every moment of pula that I do for you, you become mechayis to pay me a little more? Or do you say, "No, ain't in tzchiris and tzchiri l'atzot, the mechay is only at the end." So the Rabbeinu Tam quotes these two mishalim, and he explains that that's what's going on over here also. Again, he says, "We know it's already given from the Gemara in Yevamis that Tchilas Biyah is good for Kiddushin. And we know what the definition of Tchilas Biyah is, that it means Hachnasus HaTor. It doesn't mean Yeshika Sefer, it means Hachnasus HaTor. And it seems to learn Hachnasus HaTor means an act that has some amount of time to it. So it seems to learn that HaTor means the whole kit, not just the Chut HaMakif. It's a makif is 1 second. Achnos is half kol atara. Takes a while. So he learns that this was the Gemara is ibaya. When the chosin is mekadosh here, when the kengod was mekadosh with achnos is al Torah, he has to finish achnos is al Torah. But the shabbos, do you say that it's kind of mitchilo liyatso, or do you say the kedushin is only chal libisov? But my nafkemine. So the Gemara gives us a whole fascinating interpretation. Not the way we learn. We learn Pasha Pshad. As Tchilos Biyah Kainah, the woman is already an Eishes Ish in the beginning, and if he stops after Tchilos Biyah is already Kainah, so if he says in advance, all I'm going to do is Tchilos Biyah is going to be Kainah, Abinah Tam says explicitly not so. You have to do the whole Biyah. What do you mean you have to do the whole? You have to do the whole Tchilos Biyah. You have to do the whole Achnas HaSatar. But the Gemara is Mesupik. When you will finish doing the whole Achnas HaSatar, will you say that the Kedushin is only Chal at the last step in Achnas HaSatar? Will you say Yesh in the Kedushin, Tchilos Biyah? So the Gemara had two nafkaminas, very interesting. Can the girl back out in the middle? Can the girl back out in the middle? If you hold, if he finishes the diyor, if he says yes, the kiddushin tchila v'yatzah, so it comes out that the kiddushin began to be chal, it's a funny language. The kiddushin began to be teifes, had already begun to be teifes from the beginning, did not wasn't chal agamma yet, it just began, it's funny l'shaynis, still. The girl can't back out from the condition. Pashtyar the condition is no good. That was the first nafkamina. And then Rabbi Tamla, the second nafkamina is by the kengodl. What does it mean? Even though the kiddushin will only be chal at the completion of the tchilas biya, at the completion of the harah, and at the beginning not. And when he does the completion of the harah, she already is a behula. She already is hasharas psulim. Rabbi Tamla spells it out in the foolish like that. Nonetheless, if you hold yeshnu the kiddushin the tchilas biyatzah, so since the Kiddushin had already begun before she became a Be'ula, before the Hasharas HaPsulim, so there's no Iser on the Kangodol that is being the Kaddish of Be'ula. True, at the time that the Kiddushin is going to be Nigmar, she will be a Be'ula, but at the time of the Haskolas, Chalos HaKiddushin, she's not yet a Be'ula, so there's no Iser. A whole fantastic interpretation. In our case, this is missing all this. But that's how the Rabbeinu Tam writes in the Seva Yosha, and that's how the Yosha Ruha quotes the Rabbeinu Tam also. Word for word, he quotes it up in time, word for word, and he says, oh, yes. A whole fantastic picture. What do you say that? Who the Rashba Bala faces? That what? No, the Rashba learns question, no? The Rashba learns it's only a psychological one, didn't it? That he only meant to be kind of himself. Maybe Gemara, yeah. If he made a Gemara, then he demonstrated that he only had a mind to be kind of a Gemara. Yeah. And he keeps on finishing the Maisadiyah. So he did. Since he finished it, he demonstrated that he only had a mind to be kind of the Yen. Nah, I don't think so at all. Rabbi Natan came up with a new idea. Yeshlim and Kiddushim Chila V'Yatzov, and he had to give a mashal to prove that such a thing exists. So he quotes from Shchita and from Schiris, that such a thing exists. Yeshlim and Schiris and Chila V'Yatzov, and Yeshlim and Shchita and Chila V'Yatzov. So he says, you can say by Kiddushi Bia also, you need Achnasa as Kol HaTorah. So, Mitchila Achnasa as HaTorah Ad HaTorah, the whole thing is one long Maisi Kiddushim, one long Maisi Kiddushim. Since the Hatzcholot Maisi Kedushin began already, so it's too late to back out. But since Hatzcholot Kedushin began when she's still a psula, there is no violation if the Kengolot is the Kaddish of Be'ula. So a great Chidushin, later Rabbi Natan says in the Seva Yosha, they are great Chidushin in this Gemara. So things that you don't find anywhere else in Shas. Tucked away in this little stick of the Gemara. Okay, that's fine. At the end of today's Seder and Lech Lecha, the Torah has a dinim of Bris Milah. So the Torah writes the dinim of Bris Milah both for Jewish children who are born to a Jewish mother and for an Eved Kenani. And the Torah has two types of Eved Kenani. You have an Eved Kenani Yilid Bayis, and you have an Eved Kenani who is Miknas Kesef. And the Mishnah in Shabbos, and so the Shabbos Perek Ablaz of Milah points out from the Pesukim in the Chumash that the Yilid Bayis, if I own an Shifcha Kenani, and she, I really own a Shifcha Kenani, so she gives birth to a baby, so that the baby, that Eved Kenani is called a Yilid Bayis, he's already born. When he's born, he already has a Kedusha as Eved Kenani. So he's Nimo L'Shmaya. The Bris Milah is going to be on the 8th day, and the Rambam says that it's Zecher Shabbos. The Rambam writes, the
Just like Bayat, the baby boy, the Mila Bizman is Zech Hashem, so Bayat Knani also, the Mila Bizman is Zech Hashem. But if, let's say, I buy an Eretz Knani, a goy has a lot of extra children around the house, and he wants to sell some of the children, whoever wants it. That's a mitzvah kesef. If I purchase one of his children, and I purchase the baby, let's say the baby was born, and I buy straight from the hospital the baby. And then I want to be mal the baby. So the pasuk says, you don't have to wait till the Yom HaShmini. You can be mal right away. What's the getter hadin? What's the getter hadin that here? You live by you, says Nimal Hashmina. The mitzvah kesef is Nimal Echot. So the Rav Soloveitchik once gave Shiur Man the Mechatzchinah HaMitzvah Smila many years ago. So he explained based on one of the days. Mechatzchinah quotes from the Makna, Hoshtik Otev. So he said that the Makna seems to hold that the getter hadin is like this. One is a Milushal Mitzvah, one is a Milushal Geirah. There are two kinds of Milah that we do. Let's say a goy wants to convert to become Jewish. He has to have Milo on the Shem Geirus, and if he doesn't have Milo, it's like the Hagoy. But if a Jewish baby boy is born and he never gets to do the Bris Milo, the kid is Jewish anyway, even if you don't do the Bris Milo. In Yiddish, they have an expression that they're going to go do a Bris Milo, so they say, negate Yiddish in this kid. It's an expression, but it's not correct. Even if you never perform the Bris Milo, the child is Jewish anyway. The child is, you know what I said, Yisrael Gomor. He's not Dina Ka'af, he's Yisrael Gomor Chaldover. He's chayv in all the mitzvahs. He's not allowed to eat kol. In Pesach, he's not allowed to eat truma. There are certain dinim, perek ha'orel. And Yibam is ripped off all the few dinim that are different about an oral. But basically, the Gemara says, v'chulim, the first perek, and it's quoted the other day, that Yisrael was an oral, is Yisrael ma'agihu, the Mila is not to make him into a Jew. He already is a Jew. That's only a Mila shal mitzvah. Mashenu kein, a Mila of a goy habol his guy, that's a Mila shal geirus. That's l'ikuvah. If he doesn't have the day in the Mila, then he blinds the guy. But that's exactly what the Achrenim say, that's the chiluk between the Yerid Bayis and the Mikneh Kes. If the mother was a Shifcha Knainis and she has a baby boy, so just like if the mother is Jewish, she has a baby boy, the baby boy is Jewish. If the mother is Jewish, the baby is Jewish. So you don't need the Mikneh L'Shem Geirus. So the Mikneh is only Mitzvah. So he lost it. The mother was already a Shifcha Knainis, she's Chayv and Mitzvah, and she gives birth to a baby boy. So the baby is an Eretz Knainis, right? Even if you're never going to perform the Mikneh. So then it's only a Mila that's done L'Shem Mitzvah. So Mila L'Shem Mitzvah is done B'Yom HaShmini. Masheni Kein, if it's a Mikneh Keter, the mother was not Jewish at all. The Agoy has too many children. He wants to sell some, auction them off to the high bidder. He wants to sell some of his children, give them away for adoption. So a Jew buys and he wants to be Mal the baby. So that's Mila L'Shem Geirus. The Mila L'Shem Geirus does not require Yom HaShmini. So there's an interesting Medrash Rabbah. The last Medrash Rabbah, this week's parasha, has an interesting halacha. I'm sure you quote this from Yerushalmi, but the Medrash Rabbah has the whole Yerushalmi with more. Has it explicitly. Medrash Rabbah talks about going shopping on Chalavoy, which basically you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to do Mecca Kamemka on Chalavoy, unless the Zadia Baldi is sale. Something is on sale, so that's called sometimes a Dover Harvest. It's a different. Usually Dover Harvest means that I'm going to lose money that I already have. Here it's on sale, so it says Mania Saleva. But the Rosh and Mike Cotton explains why the negate to purchasing things is about to sale. And you're going to miss out on it. So the Rosh explains why we're makel over there to consider that a double hook. So, but basically, in principle, the din is that you're not allowed to go shopping on Chalamay. Unless it's at the Sagar, the Baldi is after you're going to lose that. So the Medrash Rabbah has a Rashayla. There's a sale on Chalamay, they're selling Avodim. The Goyim are selling Avodim, and the Jew wants to buy an Avodim. Let's find on every Knaini. So the Medrash says, and let's say the sale that the goyim are having on the avodim is on a chalamoy, and it's on a goyish Easter. Let's say it's a goyish holiday, and it's a shmetzun avodah zorah. And really, you shouldn't be allowed to go bichlal to buy anything in these sales, even if it's not chalamoy. You shouldn't be allowed to be mishtatif in the arich of the kechavim, because they're going to give donations to the avodah zorah. So the Yerushalmi says, since there are no real Yisurim Berais involved, you're allowed to go to buy an Eved Knaini. Loi Mevoye, if the Eved Knaini that they're selling, even though there's a chashash, Metechemem Kechalamoy, and a chashash from the Yarid, that you're going to a Goyish affair that has to do with Avodah Zarah, we're Mevater on everything if you want to buy an Eved Knaini. Why Loi Mevoye, if he's an Eved Knaini, he's Chayv and Mitzvah's Kiisho, and he's living there by the Goyim. They don't give him kosher food, they don't let him keep Shabbos and Paris Amishpach and everything, they cause him to violate them. Amish Pidish Rui. So why are you allowed to buy him on Chalamoy, even though it's a Yerich Shalom? But even if he's an Eved Kanani who didn't have any Mila at all, and you're going to buy him and you're going to be matching him into Mila, you're going to be Malim, so since you plan to be Megayer him, so it's also Mutar HaLamayim, and it's Mutar even though it's Shalav HaGizar, because he's going to be matching him into Kedusha. Then the Yishami, then the Medrash Rabbah says, Kayaitse B'Dovor, this is more explicit than once what there's a Raven and it's Mindayim who makes this deal kind of Yishami. But the Medrash Rabbah not only says what the Rabbah says, it's more explicit, the whole thing, lots talking about from the beginning to the end. So it says, Kayaitse B'Dovor, Echein, the Dini is a Gemara in Gitna and Daf Chet. I want to buy a field from a Goy in Eretz Yisrael. And he's only willing to sell on Shabbos on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara has a Roshan, you're allowed to write the Shtar even on Shabbos. The Gemara says, write the Shtar on Shabbos, are you allowed to write on Shabbos? The Malacha, full Shabbos. The Gemara says, no, it means Amirul and Ochri. You're allowed to ask the Goy to write the Shtar on Shabbos. The Gemara says, what about folks? But Amirul and Ochri? So the Gemara says, Mishamish of Eretz Yisrael, it's such an important mitzvah, it's Mutar. What does it mean, Mishamish of Eretz Yisrael? So there's a big deal in Achrein, and Halacha Lamaisa, what does it mean? Let's say, I live in Russia. The Shari came up, Halacha Lamaisa, a Jew lives in Russia, and he wants to buy a ticket to go meet there to Israel, and the travel agency is only open on Shabbos. All week long they're not open? Are you allowed to ask the Goy to take the money to buy the ticket for you, Amir Yaakov, in order to go to live in Eretz Yisrael? So some person say, Mutter, the Moshe Mishamish, Eretz Yisrael, Mutter, Amir Anachmi. Another person say, doesn't say that anymore. The Gemara talks about buying the karka, which is tachas yad ha-goy, to buy it up from the goy, to be makhusid into Kedushas Yisrael. And that's what it says the same in the Medrash, just like you're allowed to buy the Eved Kanani at the Yavid and Chalamoy, despite the fact that it's the Yavid Shalav and Yisrael. Why? Because you're makhusid. Tachas kafei ha-shchina, v'nei shul makhnis on tachas kafei ha-shchina. And then it says, v'chein, and the exact same thing, ha-koyne chosid, the Eretz Yisrael, you're buying from a goy. Not I want to get a ticket, I want to live in Eretz Yisrael to fulfill the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. No, I want to be machnis to karka, tachas kedushas Yisrael. I want to cause it to have kedusha, so you're permitted to violate the Yisrael Rabbanon of Amirul Anachri for the purpose of endowing that section of Eretz Yisrael with kedusha. Kozman, that it's in the goyish hand, it's still Eretz Yisrael, but it has less of a madrega of kedusha. When a Jew buys the territory from the goy, then the Gemara says it has a higher level of Kedusha. The Gemara has it also, not just the Medrash. And then the Medrash concludes that we have a Braisa, Arvidito, it says when you fight the Muhammad in Eretz Yisrael, so you fight Arvidito Achim of the Shabbos, you're even permitted to be Michal Shabbos, for this, even as it's not Pikach Nefesh, no one's life is B'sakana. You just want to be Kodesh Eretz Yisrael to be Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael. So the Braisa says that one is permitted to be Michal Shabbos B'deraisa, to be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael. So the Rizid writes in its Nimdayan, the regular Rizid, from the Baal HaSogit. As I say, the Shabbos of Tshuva, the Mikvot of Shabbos of Tshuva, is called Sefer Nimdayan. So he gives this Pshat in the Yerushalmi. But the whole Pshat that he says is black and white, the whole thing, is more Mefurish than it is in the Yerushalmi, the Mefurish here, and the Medrash Rabbah. This last Medrash Rabbah in today's Pasha. To do a Kibush Eretz Yisrael, a real Kibush, to conquer Eretz Yisrael, that you're even permitted to be Michal Shabbos there, right? To do a mixed-up kibush of Eretz Yisrael, like over here. It is Eretz Yisrael, but it's under non-Jewish control. So I want to buy it from the Goyim to give it a little more level of kibush. Like I'm buying an Eretz Nine into the Machnis and Tahat Kampi Ashkina. So then you're only allowed to violate it through the Rabbanah. But let's say, I want to buy a ticket in order that I should live in Eretz Yisrael. So that doesn't say any Hetzer. It's Mashma the Fevish not so here. So all you say to Hetzer is not true in order to fulfill the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. They say the Hesed that you're allowed to do Amir and Achri is in order to be Malah, that particular karka in Eretz Yisrael, to a higher level of Kedusha Saurus, like when you buy the Eretz Nani, you want to be Machin Simtah of Kampi Hashim. Again, I want to mention, next week there won't be any Shir, the next year will be 2 weeks from tonight. Next week, my daughter is getting married, so whoever has the ability to participate in tonight.